GXP Podcast. Chatting with the coolest people from across the Midwest who do some awesome things.
We've been at this a minute.
And that's the podcast. Thanks for coming out.
See you next year.
Yeah. We love it.
Now, here's your host, Brian Lee.
We have Alicia Monet on GXP Podcast. Thank you so much for making your time out of your day to come out here and hang out with us.
Thank you for having me.
Holy shit. The video was dope.
Thank you. You know, I wouldn't look crazy.
I love it, though. You know, you have such a dynamic voice and one of the best voices I've ever heard. Honestly, I'm just going to put that out there.
Well, thank you.
Right? And looking at that video, I'm like, oh, that's the back alley after Jimmy Z's.
But it was.
I was
freezing that day, but yeah, it was. It was.
That video is super dope. What's the name of that song there?
Bipolar.
Bipolar.
Yes.
And it's, if you look it up on YouTube, it's Alicia Strong.
Is it?
It is.
Oh.
Yeah. So, got to get that
Alicia
shit
Strong.
Fixed.
Yes, yeah. Yes, sir. Thank you.
So, what happened there where you went from Alicia Monet to Alicia Strong?
You know, I think it's just when I truly found myself. So, I did Dreamgirls 2015 at Theater Cedar Rapids.
Yeah.
Downtown. And so, after Dreamgirls, I played Effie. That was the Jennifer Hudson role. But after that, you know, people was like, what's next? What's next? And I just knew I had to keep going. So, I really like... came into that name then. So a few people knew me as Alicia Monet before then, but after Dreamgirls, I was like, Alicia Monet in full effect, let's go.
I mean, Alicia Strong is super strong. But Alicia Monet is dope AF.
Yes,
okay, you know?
Yes.
I can say it on here, dope as fuck. It's so
Period.
Dope.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, I just turned into another person on stage, and I love who she is. So.
Yeah, we're going to talk about a lot of things today. Mm-hmm. And again, thank you for coming on here to the GXP podcast here in the brand new Sound Lounge at the Soundbox.
You're talking about dope as fuck. It's lit. Yes, this lit, period. Okay.
I'm super excited to have this space, and you do a lot of work here. You record a lot of work here, so it's not like this is anything new for you.
No,
exactly. You're like I've watched this from the studs up.
Yeah, that's like home. Yeah. You know, home away from home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's amazing. So, where are you from, Alicia Monet?
I'm a Cedar Rapidian.
You're a Cedar Rapidian.
I moved here when I was 5, so yeah.
Yeah, you are a Cedar Rapidian. Where'd you move from?
Chicago.
Okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And what part of town? Where did you go to school? What's your upbringing?
Yes. Oh, okay. So I grew up in church. Yes, I did. Hallelujah.
Heck yeah. Hell yeah. There's nothing wrong with that, you know?
So, grew up in church. I went to Grantwood, Monroe, which is not Monroe anymore. Oh, my gosh. But Monroe, Grantwood, McKinley, then Wash. So yeah, I've been here all my life.
Southeast side.
Southeast side.
Yeah, yeah. That's where we're at right now. One of the best sides.
It is. You know, I'd say so.
Only on the south side. Okay. Yeah, okay. That's the Cedar Rapids side, yeah, right? You know, I love the southeast side of Cedar Rapids. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of culture here. There's a lot of different neighborhoods. It's a lot of fun, and it's a great way to stay in shape.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that even means.
No, no, whatever it means. It's a great way. Okay.
Yeah, it's a great part of town here. Mm-hmm. So you graduated from WASH.
Graduated from WASH, 07.
Okay, 07.
Just saying my age, but that's fine.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. You're a little bit younger than me. I was graduating class of Xavier 1999, the very first year.
Yeah. Yes. I was trying to find myself, you know. That's probably
She's
when
already
I got
looking at me like,
slam,
like, you're one of them motherfuckers, huh? All right. Rich ass.
Right. No.
Nope. Right. Not at all. Not at all.
Oh, my goodness.
What'd you do after high school?
What did I do? So I had my
let me ask you this first off. In high school.
Yes.
Middle school, high school, and everything else.
Yes.
I think you had a lengthy career of doing, like, stage work.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so middle school at McKinley, I was in Classic Edition. Y'all, shout out, because we was in all the competitions back then. You know, we had a show choir, which was Classic Edition. I was in the gospel choir at McKinley as well. So that's where it all began.
Awesome.
Yes. Mr. Griffin back in the day. I think he's at Franklin nowadays. But, yes, Mr. Griffin was back at McKinley, and he always just, like, pushed me and stuff. And even going back to elementary, Miss Hannish, who she works for, I want to say, don't remember the school. However, she does a lot at Opus Orchestra Iowa.
Oh, yeah.
Downtown.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does a lot there. But in elementary, oh, my gosh, she's like, I just miss your smile. And she always wanted me to sing and
what
do
grade
little solos.
What grade did you start?
It was I'd say a good fourth or fifth grade.
Yeah?
Yeah, fourth or fifth grade. But I was just so shy. Like, I would sing with my hands over my face. I was just like...
Really?
Yeah, super quiet. Now you can't get me to shut up. But yeah, I was super quiet. And I mean, that was all the way up until like probably 23.
No kidding. You know, it's funny because like in grade school for me, like we did a bunch of plays and everything and I was kind of involved in them.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought, hey, this is fun, right?
Yeah.
And then people started making fun of me in high school for mm-hmm. it, so I stopped. And I wish I hadn't.
Mm-hmm.
We talked
mm-hmm.
about this off the mic.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's so awesome that you got into it and it took a
story similar to that. Like, I used to play the violin back in seventh grade.
Okay.
Seventh and eighth grade. But, you know, that little black girl playing the violin, I got talked about then. So I stopped playing
Why
the violin.
Why would that be talked about?
It was just, like, out of the norm. It was like I was too... They made it, like, preppy, or that's just not for you. Me and Jerisha Patrick, actually. I think Jerisha lives out in Alabama.
Play the fucking violin.
I'm so mad I stopped.
Right.
Nowadays, I'm like, that could have been another talent with
a
song.
Can you pick it up again, though?
Now, I'm trying to figure out if I have the patience for it. I don't know. My younger sister, Precious, she plays the violin.
Yeah.
And so I'm always, like, wondering if I should just, you know, hop on something with her. But I don't know. But I miss it.
Right.
I miss it, and I'm just mad at myself for stopping.
So you were playing the violin,
mm-hmm.
and you're getting some discrimination.
That's for white people. That's what I used to get.
That's fucked up.
Honestly, that's what I used to get.
No.
And right,
it's not.
I absolutely loved it.
Right.
Loved it. Everything about it.
Fuck all y'all.
Thank you,
that
everybody.
Ever made her feel this way. Seriously. Fuck all y'all.
Yes, you know, but you know, that was just me not being too confident in myself at the time. And yeah, but now I'm just like salty. I wish I would have done it.
Well, I'm going to put that on the administration on why that you didn't continue with that. Like, they should have seen that and stood up for it, but it was the fucking 90s.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you know, things are different than they are in 2022, mm-hmm. and that fucking sucks. But I'm going to challenge you to pick up the violin.
Okay. I should have kept my mouth shut. You know, I just may.
Yeah.
Like I said, I do miss it, so.
Well, I think it's there. I think it's up there in your brain.
Mm-hmm.
And if it doesn't work, you can be like, fuck Beatley. Seriously, right. Fuck that dude. Okay. And then she breaks the violin over my back, and I'm like, I deserved it. You know,
stop!
And like EJ's just like holding me down so she can break it over my back.
Lord, that darn EJ.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then I'm like, how much did that cost? Like, I'm 41. Like, I got to think about it. That was like $1,100. Like, you literally took three strokes and broke it over my back?
Yeah. It'd be like that sometimes.
EJ's, you want another swing? He's holding me down.
Oh,
like,
my god!
I can't move.
Stop. My jaw's hurt.
That's okay. What happens here on GXP Podcast, right? You get violins broken over your back when you challenge people to fucking take up the violin again.
You know what? I just may. I don't know.
I don't know if I want you to now because, like,
you know, I have access to someone who could teach me again. You know, like I said, my little sister, who's now 20. Yes, Press, your birthday was yesterday. Shout out.
Happy birthday.
But, yeah, she could teach me. She could teach me, so
all right.
We'll see.
Would she be cool with one being broke over somebody's back? See, exactly. So if she's not, like, I'm all for it.
Okay.
I'm all for it. Yeah. Because, you know.
It'll probably be for it then. It'll be good.
That's what happens. So that was the challenge right there. We just challenged Alicia Monet to pick up the violin again. And if she doesn't, or she does and she hates it, then she gets to break it over my back.
Okay. Deal. Deal. I think your back is safe.
12 minutes in, you're like, this is what happens? Yeah, this is what happens. So we're not even out of middle school yet here.
Okay.
You're coming into high school.
Mm-hmm. So high school, Washington.
Great school, by the way.
Yes. You know, unfortunately, I had to grow up before my time, so I did not do music in high school.
What do you mean by grow up before your time?
So at 16, 14, I started working. Haven't stopped. Boys and Girls Club, shout out. Yes.
That's what's up.
Been there 19 years, I think.
Yeah,
19 years. So I haven't stopped working since 14 years old. 16, had my own place then and just had to fend for myself out
I
here.
I think I DJ'd a couple events.
You did. I remember.
Oh, yeah. You were just a little kid then. Oh, my God.
I was, yes, yes.
You remember that?
Mm-hmm. I remember.
Oh, boy.
Oh yeah.
I played Aaliyah Rock the Boat and you just went freaking bonkers. Seriously.
But Aaliyah? Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yes.
Remember that?
Everything.
It was at the Boys and Girls Club
mm-hmm.
down there on Ellis.
Ellis.
And I played an event there mm-hmm. and I rocked in Rock the Boat.
I was at all the events.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. You went nuts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. So yeah, I did not do.
God, we know each other way too well.
I did not do much in high school. I mean, I think I did like a semester of gospel choir. Dr. Kreitzer at WASH always wanted me to audition for show choir, but I was like, no, I'd rather work, you know, and I don't know.
Wait a minute. You'd rather work than.
I work.
Where'd you work at?
Just Boys and Girls Club.
Just Boys and
Boys
Girls Club.
Boys and Girls Club. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Boys and Girls Club all throughout high school. There's that.
All right, so...
So, yeah, after high
school... I'm trying to figure this out here right online, right on the air. Lori.
Yes, Lori Ampey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that your aunt?
No, she's my mommy.
I thought so. Ah, damn it.
Yeah.
I've done a lot of work with the Boys and Girls mm-hmm. Club.
She loves you, by the way.
Really?
She loves you. That's why I asked you about the little thing at the end of the summer, but you're busy. You're always busy. Whatever.
Well, we'll see if we can make something happen there with a little thing. That's your mom.
Yes, that's my mom. She's everything, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's an amazing person. Shout
really
out,
is.
Lori.
Mm-hmm. She
I
really
did
is.
Not know that was your mother up until this point, literally on this podcast. And I'm kind of blushing right now because I'm like, you know, she's such an amazing lady. And her and mm-hmm. I had you know, we have a great relationship with each other, with Rollin and mm-hmm. EJ and everybody else. And wow.
Yeah.
I feel kind of stupid that I didn't know this.
No, you're fine.
No.
You're fine. She's with my mother, if that makes sense for you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, her and my mom are together. They've been together for years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. She's my mommy.
This is the best part about GXP
Podcast.
You're
learning a lot about Alicia Monet, okay?
I've worked around you for a couple of years now. Mm-hmm. Like as a professional, but I've been around you for like 10 years now.
Yes.
That I'm realizing
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why, ladies and gentlemen, you have to be good to everybody because you don't know who the fuck they're gonna turn out to be. You know.
Yes.
So I'm glad that you think I'm a good person, and she does too. And Jay Lim and I were talking earlier today about people who come through the studio that we didn't realize who they were when they were kids. Mm-hmm. And now they're somebody that is trying to make music or somebody in the industry and everything else. And being a 41-year-old man, I didn't realize. And this is a come to fruition for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh,
yeah,
I've known you for a long time. And that's it's kind of crazy for me, to be honest with you, because I'm looking at you now and I'm like, I know exactly.
Right.
But I've looked at you, you know, as an artist, and I'm like, oh man, she's fucking dope. Mm-hmm. You're crazy.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
You are. And we're going to get into all that, but I'm just having a what the fuck, Beely moment. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah. You know, sometimes, like you said, we just don't realize it. We don't realize it, but yeah, I've known you. I've had my eye on you all this time, boy. Yes.
I feel so weird right now. Honestly, I don't feel weird at all. I just feel like damn it. Come on, Brian. Come on, man. Like, you knowing this.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just kind of weird. But, you know, that's the best thing about these podcasts is reconnecting with people that possibly you have known in the past.
Absolutely.
And that you're going to work with here in the future.
We better.
And we are going to work with each other in the future here. You know, Alicia Monet, you, like I said, are one of the best voices I've heard come out of Iowa.
Oh my gosh.
You're right up there with AVP.
Who is incredible.
And Tevin Jones. You know, some of these great artists that are coming out of Iowa right now, especially Cedar Rapids. You're killing it. And so when you got into the high school scene here, when did you know you could sing? And where did you get your confidence from that?
You know, I have no clue. Because, like, I lacked it throughout high school. I've always thought I wasn't good enough or, you know, just was too shy. I didn't think I would ever overcome my nerves. Because when I used to sing, it used to be like...
Really?
So, yes. Like, I used to just get so nervous. So, like, singing a note, it would be so shaky and everything. And I just think it was... the push of others, to be honest. It was like everyone else not giving up on me.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, maybe there is something there. And yeah.
You know, it's kind of weird because every time that I have to do a big wedding or a big event or anything like that, I still get nervous as fuck.
Really?
Honestly, I do.
Wow.
Like, I'm a ball of nerve. Like, I wake up super early in the morning and I'm a fucking wreck.
Wow. I would have never guessed.
Well, that's my job is to make it look like I'm fucking polished,
true,
right?
True,
you know? And I've told my kids that, you know, like my daughter just had, she had to speak for 30 seconds for her speech class. She's in high school. She's a ninth grader.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, Raya, I get nervous too. It's okay.
Yeah.
She's like, you get nervous? I said, every single time that I know that it matters, I get nervous.
Mm-hmm.
And it means that I still fucking care.
That's exactly what it means. Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but then I take that critical minute and I chill.
Breathing is important.
Tri-State South of Sid, Skate Live 105, Brian Lee here on the, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's it. But every fucking time I'm nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I feel like if you're not.
There's a problem, yeah.
Yeah.
I get you. I can definitely relate. There's a few things I had to change, of course, in my adult years that. Because I just wasn't nervous. It was just like, okay, let's do it. Let's get it over with.
Right.
You know, and so when I noticed that I was doing that, I was like, I got to move on. I got to go try something new. Right. And so, yeah, just tapped into other elements of Alicia.
So Alicia when Alicia Strong, Alicia Monet, pre-Alicia Monet was going through high school here mm-hmm. and you had to get out there and act, what changed there? Because you are an amazing actor.
Oh, thank you.
You really are. And I cannot wait to see you and your upcoming stuff that we're going to talk
about. Yes. Okay. I don't know. I'm such a chicken when it comes to when it comes to a lot of things. Well, at least out of high school, those days. But I just kept at it. I really did. I just kept at it and tried. I don't know. Cause I'm scared. I was scared of a lot back then, and you couldn't get me to do much of anything.
Who got you into your first role?
Janelle Lauer. I don't know if you know her.
I probably do. Okay. Obviously.
Okay. Yes, Janelle Lauer. Everybody. Through TCR at the time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hair. That was years back. Runt is now 13.
I remember
so,
that.
Yeah. So Hair back at TCR 13 years ago was my first role. And I still auditioned with my hands on my face. And
but you got the role.
I got the role.
What role did you get?
I was Dion.
Yeah.
And she sang Aquarius. It was mm-hmm. You said you saw Hair. So it was like a weird experience, you know, the people had to be such hippies and stuff like that, and I was just scared. I was like, I don't know anything about a hippie, mind you, they were so free, and I'm like, I'm so quiet and timid and shy, like how am I supposed to be a hippie? But it worked.
Is this it?
Is this a oh my god. Yes, I was scared.
I thought I wasn't paying attention.
I did for a second.
I know, right?
Oh my gosh. Yes, this is it. This is it.
Great song, by the way.
It's taking me back.
I just want to hear you sing.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah.
When the moon is in the seventh house and Jupiter aligns with Mars, then he's
I'm trying to remember. Would guide the planet. Oh, damn.
We'll guide the planet.
Oh, it was right. All right. All right.
Hello. We'll see the stars.
This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. The age of Aquarius.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I think I forgot.
You did.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Okay. I'll take it.
Wow, right?
Wow. You took me back, sir. Yes, you did. Wow.
That's what I love about the show. It's like you're talking about this song and you think I'm like just on my phone, like going through Facebook.
Oh my, damn.
And you're like, all right, you just went on Facebook right now. I got 17 notifications on Facebook. I'm not checking Facebook. You are my only focus right now, Alicia.
Well,
yes, come on.
That was it. That was my first role. My first role. The weirdest role ever. But you know, I've learned a lot from it, and yeah. That's how I stepped into.
What's your favorite role that you did in high school before you kind of like went out into TCR or anything? Or maybe just TCR?
Yeah, because I was going to say in high school, like I said, I was just so quiet and scared.
Right.
So there wasn't much throughout high school. I did some gospel choir, or I'll do like national anthem at the Colonel's game. You know, I did that throughout high school. You know, stuff like that, just to try to like push myself. But
see, I can't see you singing the national anthem. You don't have the vocular range.
Shut up.
Have some more tequila.
Okay, yes, sir. I will. On you.
No, you know, that's amazing. My buddy Avery Cassell. Do you know him?
Avery. Yes. Oh, my gosh. Avery. I love Avery.
He's coming on the show here next month.
Oh, I love Avery. Yeah. He's such a sweetheart.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. he does a lot of the national anthems mm-hmm. and everything. And he does some theater work, too.
Absolutely. I've done some things with Avery.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you've also worked with, like, Tevin Jones yes. in the theater, mm-hmm. Which I love the fact that he was a theater guy as well, too. I didn't know that. And like I said, I'm still kicking myself that I didn't stick with it.
Yeah.
And my buddy Nick Hayes, who's a theater director at Kennedy High School, mm-hmm. is like, bro, get in theater. Come on. Do some improv with us.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, I'll be there. And like mm-hmm. Eric Hansen shows up and I don't.
Right. Yeah. You know, theater is where it's at nowadays. That's my dream.
It's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I'm just, you know, like I said, I get nervous.
Yeah.
It's scary. Yeah. It's scary.
It is. You know, you got to turn into a whole other person on stage. But I feel like I do that anyway. So
when you're on stage, mm-hmm. do you feel the people in the audience?
Or do.
And so, like,
I actually do.
Not, like, just, like, a fourth wall?
No. I feel like I don't perform well if I don't feel the audience.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't know. That could be a good thing, a bad thing, because sometimes if the audience is just, like, staring at me, not, you know, reacting well, I'm just, like, it's hard for me to, like, push through that.
Yeah.
But, like, when I feel the audience, feel their vibe, feel, like, what I'm feeling when I'm singing, it's, like, a crazy high for me.
You know, I can see that 100%. Mm-hmm. You know, so, like, have you ever done any television acting or anything like that? Because you don't have that.
I don't.
You know
I
what
have
I'm saying?
Not.
Like, yeah. You don't have the audience to go off of.
Right.
And
the only thing, COVID, when COVID happened, I did a virtual show. And that was just me singing. I did, it was called Motown with Monet.
I did see that.
So Motown with Monet, I did it on the stage at Theater Cedar Rapids. And that was hard. That was the most difficult thing I've ever had to do.
Because there was nobody there.
There was no audience.
Yeah.
No nothing. I just had to sing to a camera.
Right.
And it drove me nuts.
So with that being said, do you think that you could actually transition over to be like a movie or a TV actor?
You're on to something.
I'm just asking the question because, like, a lot of these people start on the stage.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And a lot of them go back to mm-hmm. the stage.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That would be fun. That would be dope. That would be a lot of fun. That would be a lot of fun.
If you need Alicia Monet for TV or...
I'm here.
Yeah. You know what? Let's try it out. I love the fact that when you're watching a show mm-hmm. or a movie mm-hmm. and they break the fourth wall, like
yeah.
Ice Cube does this quite a bit.
You watch it happen.
You know, mm-hmm. and he looks over and he's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Pinky the Brain's in the building!
Okay.
Pinky the Brain! Yeah! She's got the dopest Bulls jacket I've ever seen. Like,
because she's dope. Okay.
God, you know, I think my shoe and clothes game is on point, but she fucking rocks
me. She murders it.
Literally. Yeah, I'm just like, yeah. I'll just go home. I'll just take my shit.
Yeah.
You know, but transitioning over to, you know, TV and movies mm-hmm. and everything, is that something that you wanted
I would
to?
Love that, actually. I would. Yeah.
Okay, but what you just said, though, is that something that
I would
you could,
love it. Probably because of the pay.
Yeah.
No, but it would be definitely difficult because I won't have that audience to feed off of. You know, it's just a camera.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So it would be difficult.
So I did some video acting. I still do, actually. Mm-hmm. And it is really difficult to look straight into the camera or, like, not look into the camera
yeah.
and sit there and, like, talk and do whatever you got to do.
Yeah, it makes my nerves bad.
It will... You get over it because you can take it as many times as you want.
Yeah, you but know? That's the part I got frustrated about. Because I was like, no, why am I doing this so many times? Like, you know what you're doing. You know the lyrics.
Yeah.
You know your notes. Like, get it together. And so I was so frustrated. Like,
do it once.
I walked off. I got so upset with myself. I walked off. I said, this ain't it. Then I had to take a couple shots. Then I was okay. But... It was so hard.
Tequila.
Like, it was at the time it was Jack. Yeah, at the time it was Jack. But yeah, it's just so hard when you don't have that audience to feed off of. And like I said, it could be a good thing. It could be a bad thing. I think in my case, it's a bad thing, you know, because then it's hard for me to like push through. But I have to work on that. I have to work on that. I feel as though I do.
I think that we have people that can help you work with that.
Okay.
You know,
I'll accept the help.
LTO, local traffic only. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of people on our team, and we would love to talk to you about that. So when you do video stuff, do you do anything for social media and do anything for the people out there? I see you on social media, but it's pictures.
Yeah.
I would love to see like...
More like live videos type of thing?
Producted videos. Mm-hmm. You know, videos that are produced and everything else.
Yeah. I mean, I've done a couple videos. You're right. I have a hard time. I get in those moods of like, okay, Alicia, what's next? Okay. And then I get bored with myself.
Right.
So I fall back a little bit, but I need to not do that.
Do you have like something like this video ring here? To where you could just sing.
Yeah.
And then you could use the vocals from the Soundbox studio and like marry them together, or have John and I marry them together, and we put it out. You know, like we're here to help you.
Yeah. Because
we want you to sound as good as you could possibly sound, because you fucking sound amazing. Like you could sound great on a phone, but inside a booth or even on one of these mics, oh my God. Oh my God. Like, listen, like, it makes me sound
good.
I
need to do more. I do. And I don't think it's laziness. I think it's just fear.
You got a lot on your plate.
I
got to
push myself.
You got a lot on your plate.
Yeah. And these kids driving me crazy, too. But, it is.
No. I'm not here to, like, challenge you besides the the violin. Yeah.
But I'm going to do it.
And you get to break it over my back. If it fails. So if you put out more stuff on social media, you know, about you singing and everything, and it sucks, we're gonna have EJ grab you and break you over my back.
But you know what, maybe I get it, maybe I'll be good at it again.
No, I
used to be cold.
You are cold
at the violin.
You're cold as ice.
I love that song, by the way.
Yeah, right? No, but you should have more stuff out on social media because people need to hear your voice. Mm-hmm. Even if it's just snippets, even if it's just stories and reels and all that shit, right? I have a social media coach who's on my fucking ass, and I'm going to hook you up with her as well because I think what you're doing is amazing, and the content that you're putting out is amazing. So we talked about you coming out of high school, jumping into the entire theater scene, right?
Yes.
What happened after that?
So jumped into the entire scene. I went to Kirkwood, by the way. That was college.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, college. So I went to Kirkwood, did a little
bit. University of Southwest Cedar Rapids.
I took a couple of music classes there. I had a voice coach, Lynn Rothrock. Hey, shout out to you. Thank you, baby.
They got a nice little program.
Yeah, they do, actually. Yeah. Yep. Music appreciation can kick rocks. I hated it. But very, very informative.
If you care.
And I did choir there and stuff. So after that, yes, theater came, and I just pushed myself to do more. So I did hair. I did hairspray. Rent. Rent was with Tevin.
Yeah.
Yep. Tevin Jones was with.
So when she says she did hair, she didn't.
Oh, not really like cut hair. I was in the musical Hairspray, and then
I just gotta make sure everybody knows.
Hairspray, Jesus Christ Superstar.
That's a dope ass production. By the way.
Oh my gosh! Did you see it when they did it on NBC?
I don't think I did see that one. Yeah,
loved it. Anyways, Rent. Which I absolutely loved Rent. That's when Tevin came about. Yeah. Oh my gosh, funny story, Tevin.
So if you guys don't know who Tevin Jones is.
Let me just tell you what Tevin did during this.
Let me
that was in Dream. What's that Dream? Nope. It was Rent. I think it was Rent. It was either Rent or Dreamgirls. That Tevin, out of the blue, it was one scene that we had to be upstage. It was for some song. I don't know. But he came up to me, grabbed me, and kissed me. It was not a part of the it was not a part of the show or anything. We were dance partners at the time, of course. But, like, the fact that he...
I feel that this is okay to do.
I didn't even know how to, like, continue after that, you know? But, yeah, that darn Tevin. yeah, so...
Alicia Monet just said, that darn
that
Tevin.
That darn Tevin, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah
that but, darn yes, Tevin.
So, I did that.
That's the name of the episode. That darn Tevin came up and kissed me.
Just, like, grab me, kiss me, you know what we did? I was like, what the...
Were you mad about it?
I wasn't, actually. I wasn't, but like I said, I was just so thrown off, you know, like...
Pinky, you can join us. You know?
Did you really? Okay, so we got another part we got to continue to do. Yeah. Yeah, so I was, yeah, I didn't know how to continue after that. So
so you just kind of stood there? Yeah,
it was Dreamgirls. It was Dreamgirls. Yep.
So, like, was no, it like a hand on the back of the head kiss, or like just
he
a peck?
He brought me in. Like he
was
okay.
There tongue?
Hell no, because that means I would have really been out of character. Okay, so I was already thrown off. He did it, but yeah. So I guess he called it acting.
I guess he called it acting.
Method acting. But yeah. Whew, Tevin Jones.
Tevin Jones.
Yes, Tevin
Jones. If you work with him, he may kiss you.
Yeah, he
Don't
may.
Don't worry. You no tongue. Know. It's just method acting.
So yeah, you know, so there's that. And then there's other shows I've done. I can't even think. Violet, that was through Revival Theater Company. Violet and Ragtime, Revival Theater Company. That's when.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing next, which is Color Purple with Revival, which I can't wait. Shug Avery is what I am, and I'm stoked. I'm pumped.
Tell us about it.
So, Color Purple, mind you, I never saw myself being in the musical Color Purple. However, when I heard the music playlist, I was like, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. There it is. So I auditioned a few months back or whatever. They were taking so long to get back to us. However, not so long ago, they said, we'd like to cast you as Shug Avery. And I was like, come on now. I'm the one who get to tell Celie she show is ugly. You know, that's my part.
Wait a minute. Do that one more time.
You show is ugly.
Yeah.
Yes. So, yes, that musical is in June 10th through 12th and 17th through 19th at, where is it at? CSPS Hall, across the street from Nubo, here in town, the Revival Theater Company.
That's a really neat venue.
Yes, it is. It is.
It is. I love the acoustics. It's a little smaller, but it's great, you know.
Mm-hmm. I'd say so. Yeah, so I'm pretty excited. I finally got my lines down, so I need to get these songs.
So when you go into a production, how long does it take you to really get your lines?
So I, thank God, I'm able to practice beforehand. With this one, the other shows at Theater Cedar Rapids, like you got your script when you went in type of thing. And we, I believe, did practice for a month and a half, 2 months.
Yeah.
So Effie, I mean, people already said I was Effie off stage, the attitude, whatever. I don't feel like I am. But anyways,
we'll let it be. That's fine.
But no, with this, I don't know. Like, I'm very critical. And so I say for me, a good month.
Is there any ad lib that is allowed with, you know, your lines and so forth?
I say when it comes to acting, you got to think off the top of your head anyway. So if you accidentally forget a line, you got to ad lib.
Right.
And
most directors are cool with it.
Yeah. Of course, they want you to say that line or whatever, but they also want to know that you can come up with something.
Right.
You know.
So you just don't stand there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
I'm
funny. I'm excited to see you.
Yeah.
When is that going to debut so we can let people know?
Yes. So June 10th through 12th.
Wow.
And 17th through 19th, the following weekend. So, all right. Yeah. At CSPS Hall.
I'm going to be there for sure.
You better.
For sure.
Yeah, better.
You know I'm going to be there.
Okay.
Like, I know her!
No, it's a great cast. I'm just thankful that a lot of the cast members I know. Nettie, which is Celie's sister, younger sister, is my actual sister in real life. By
no
my
shit.
Yeah, yeah. So this is our first, as her being an adult, this is our first musical together. So I'm pretty excited.
That's super
that.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. The same one who's going to teach me the violin again. That's what it is.
And
precious.
Bust it over my back.
Yes. So,
like Pinky's like, why does he keep talking about this violin getting busted over his
right,
back?
Right. You missed that part. But if I don't get it right, I get to bust the violin over his back. Okay.
And EJ has
EJ
to hold
is
me.
Gonna, yep. Mm-hmm, then, mm-hmm.
It's like
all of that.
Yeah.
All
it's
of that.
Like three full swings.
Yeah, but no, we have a great cast. We have Trishana Baker coming from Arkansas, Little Rock, Arkansas. She's going to play Celie.
Wow.
Erica Toney, she's here. She's playing Sophia, the you told Hoppo to be
yeah.
me. Yes, she's playing Sophia. Me as Shug, Precious as Nettie. So those are the top four girls. And I can't wait to find out who the gentlemen are. I don't know who they are yet.
You don't know
no,
who they
I
are.
No, I don't know who they are yet. But
what if they try to kiss you?
Just don't be like Tevin, okay?
just don't
let me
the
know
back
or something. Let me know. Okay, on this scene, I'm gonna do this, and I'm like, okay, but it's fine.
And by the way, at the end of this, I'm gonna tongue kiss you. Wait, what? Action!
Shut
oh shit!
On stage, all tongue and everything.
All tongue and
Jesus.
Everything. Like yes. Not even just the tip. Like it was like all the way down.
Like,
yeah.
Okay, but I'm not mad at him.
Damn it, Tevin.
That darn Tevin.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Alicia Monet, you have a lot of great things going on right
now.
Oh,
thank you. I'm
and
trying.
Your story is amazing, and the fact that we just found out that we knew each other, like, you've known me
years
way longer.
Ago.
Yeah, yes. I know. Mm-hmm. Rock the boat, you know?
Yes.
Oh, shoot. How can we find you on social media?
Okay, Alicia Monet. All platforms. That's all I got. Or Music by Monet, Instagram, I believe. But Alicia Monet. But like you said, I need to put more out there. That's my goal. The violin and putting more content out there is
that damn is my violin
goal.
Keeps coming back.
Is my goal. So I promise, y'all, I promise to put something out. At least like once a month, you know, like to just keep everybody like
yeah, well, we need involved. To put something out once a week on your social, right?
Once a week on the social.
Yep, on your. Do you got a TikTok? Do you got an Instagram?
See that?
She literally just growled at me.
So I have a TikTok. I get so scared. I don't know why. I'm intimidated by TikTok.
We're gonna
I don't
help
know
you
why
out.
That
We're gonna
is.
Help you out with that. Okay.
I would love that. I would okay. love that. Instagram, yes. Music by Monet on Instagram. Yeah.
So mm-hmm. we're definitely going to help you out with that, with the TikTok. We need Instagram. We need to be putting a ton of stuff out there because you have a ton of great shit.
I would love that. Thank you.
You know?
I need that push. I do.
We're going to help you out with that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Alicia Monet, ladies and gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
So much for coming on here.
Thank you for
oh,
having me.
Oh, man, and I'm going to get beat up by a fucking violin. GXP Podcast, ladies and gentlemen, Alicia Monet!